The dispute over a cleanup standard for sulfalane-contaminated groundwater in the community of North Pole will likely continue into the new year. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, state regulators are still reviewing toxicity studies to determine a safe cleanup level for the chemical solvent traced to historic spills at a North Pole oil refinery.
Officials with the State Department of Environmental Conservation suggested last fall that DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig may issue a decision on a cleanup level for groundwater contaminated with the industrial solvent sulfalane around the end of the year. But DEC Environmental Program Manager Bill O'Connell says that's unlikely to happen.
Currently, there is no estimate for when DEC will issue a final cleanup level for sulfalane.
It's a complex issue, made even more so because there's no accepted standard for how much sulfalane a human can be exposed to before it poses a threat to health. O'Connell says DEC officials are continuing their analysis of data as part of a review of a DEC staff recommendation for a stringent cleanup level of 14 parts per billion. Hartig agreed to the review in April in response to a request by Flint Hills Resources Alaska. Flint Hills owns the North Pole refinery that leaked sulfalane into the groundwater, apparently before it bought the facility in 2004. Flint Hills officials suggested a year ago that DEC should instead set a less stringent cleanup level that would allow 25 times more sulfalane than the agency's recommendation. O'Connell says much of the data the DEC is still weighing on the subject was presented during a two-day session in September by a panel of experts the DEC asked to look into the issue. The experts with Ohio-based Toxicology Excellence for Risk Assessment, or TERRA, focused on studies on reference doses for sulfalane. That refers to the maximum amount of a toxic substance that can be ingested before it poses a risk to human health.
Those discussions were in regards to the reference dose, which is one factor of a number of factors that go into calculating a cleanup level for sulfalane.
O'Connell says a report on the 2 days of discussion have been posted to the TERRA website. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.